Hello, my name is Renee Rockwell, and welcome to my podcast. Today, our topic will be teaching multicultural literature in the classroom. I'm going to just dive right in my podcast. I'm sorry if it may be a little all over the place, but I tried to organize it as well as possible to get my message across. The first thing is having a variety of books. This helps students understand each other and other cultures. We need to teach our students to be accepting and engage them in other culture and different aspects of life. By using the right books, students will open up their eyes not only to society and what is going on in society, but also the world in general and make them see a world and lives which are outside of their own. It gives students a good understanding of life and teaches a lot of valuable life lessons. Authors and book titles have a big role in the books we select. There are a lot of big name books out there, which many of us have read as children, but we must not neglect the smaller unknown books and authors, which also carry very powerful and meaningful stories. But I do think there are a lot of staple books out there that every child should read in their educational life. Each book and author has a certain style, and one important concept is differentiating books between group books and individual books. Some books may connect to a particular student, but not the whole class, while other novels would be a good read as a whole classroom novel and to have a classroom discussion on. Another main concern is the credibility of books. There are a lot out there which are about certain cultural groups, but it's not actually true about the culture. One example is Native American culture. There are a lot of books out there which are about Native Americans, but the book is not true to Native American culture itself. It's important to find books which have strong, true characters which are well-defined and representative of their culture. Also, look at the credibility of the author and their own culture background. I mean, would you rather trust a Native American author writing about Native American story or a white author writing about a Native American story? In a world where so many things are fake and can be faked, it's important to collect books which give the real cultural learning experience to students. Along with cultural credibility, some topics and stories and novels can be hard to talk about with students. I think it's important to talk to students first or do a lesson on certain cultural topics or societal topics before reading a novel. I remember reading books about societal issues today, such as the novel Love, Hate, and Other Filters, which talks about Islamophobia. I think it would first be good to talk about students and have a discussion about Islamophobia and the prejudices against Muslims and Islam in our society today. I think for many students, they have preconceived notions about certain topics and do not fully understand them. And this is why it's important to first talk about certain topics before reading a novel. By doing this, you make students more comfortable about talking about certain topics. I remember being in school and we would talk about some controversial topics and one student would bring up a subject and no one felt comfortable talking about it. But once you get talking about it and direct the conversation the right way, the conversation flows and it's not as awkward to talk about as you may think. It also helps the teacher get closer to their students. The main focus is to make your students comfortable. Another way to connect to students is giving them activities to help them get to know each other. One example is doing a Where I'm From poem or project. This way, each student can share about themselves and get to know each other's cultural backgrounds a little bit better. One topic to consider in a classroom is being respectful, and being respectful in all aspects. Being respectful to someone and their heritage and culture is very important. Cultural appropriation is a big thing in our society today, and no one wants to offend anyone. And being a teacher, the worst thing you could do is to offend a student. going back to leading classroom discussions, it's important to conduct it correctly. While being in high school, I was in many classroom discussions which got a little heated and out of hand, and one person says one thing and another person says another, or takes something the wrong way, and it can just turn into a big mess. Telling your students to respect each other and having discussions, and having each student giving them a turn to speak is really crucial so no one gets upset or the conversation doesn't go off in the wrong direction. Students should feel free to ask questions or feel safe to discuss certain topics without feeling judged and still and instead feel respected by their classmates. One example I learned from a kindergarten classroom was having a new sentence each day. The question would be, in the morning I do blank, or when I get home from school I like to do blank. There are a lot of good ways for students to talk to each other, and this can be done with novels. Each day, a new question or sentence can be given, which is related to the novel and can start a classroom discussion. Talking again about cultural appropriation in our society, it's safe to say that we judge and generalize people. Children are especially known to do this. While learning about multicultural literature, it's important to understand that not every culture or cultural experience is the same. It's important for students to learn that everyone's story is not the same, and one story does not define a culture. Even today, I'm learning about different cultures and understanding that they're not all the same. Students, they should be able to ask questions about cultural topics, which they are curious about, and when answering questions, teachers should be aware to be knowledgeable in what they are talking about because our own opinions may be incorrect or influence our students' opinions also. Another issue is stereotyping. Like I said before, our own opinions about a culture may not be exactly correct. We don't want to offend our students or make them feel stereotyped. It's important to have a large range of books and topics for students to read from. I remember growing up, we did not have that much multicultural literature, and I thought that was kind of sad. I'm fascinated by other cultures and other people's stories, and I think children in general are too, and it opens your eyes up to the world and answers questions we may have and change our biases and stereotypical ideas that we may have about certain topics. Even though cultural literature novels may be different than where we are from, everyone can relate to someone else, even from a different culture, in one way or another. And students realize that people from other cultures or who have other cultural customs actually may not be as different as we think they are, and they're very similar to what we know as individuals. And we have to understand that everyone is different and unique in their own way. One thing to remember when choosing books for multicultural literature is making sure they are age appropriate. Many parents may be strict in what their children read or may find what they're reading in school to not be appropriate. Books, lesson plans, and discussions should be planned out ahead of time before choosing and selecting multicultural literature books to be taught in the classroom. Multicultural literature is an excellent way to help students grow and evolve as readers and individuals. Multicultural literature opens up students' eyes to new cultures, diversity, and societal issues. It encourages students to go outside of their own comfort zone and discovering new things and new ideas. Sometimes reading books about characters which are just like you may hold you back from discovering what else is out there and who else is out there in the world. And yes, students learn about the history of the world and other cultures, but multicultural literature gives students a more personal look at a culture and society in general. I hope you found my podcast helpful and entertaining, and thank you for listening.